This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Welcome. If you just joined the show, been rock and rolling for one, and we got two more. Speaking of hours, Taz and the Moose with a guest appearance again, like yesterday, with AB, the usual star update man here at CBS Sports Radio.
Waving to the folks on video?
Yes. No, we have no video. You're not on the DA show. He has video.
And a lot of cameras in here.
Yeah, well, they're all for everyone. Tiki and Tierney, DA, not Taz and the Moose. We get nothing. Not yet, anyway, but we'll see. I got my agent on that. But anyway, I digress. So we are coming to queue across the great country of America on all of our great affiliates. So hello to all of them, and thank you. We're on the CBS Sports Radio app, radio.com app. We're streaming on radio.com. And you also can find CBS Sports Radio, our show, and other great shows here on CBS Sports Radio on Sirius 213, XM 201, and a Sirius XM app, channel 961. So we were chatting up a little bit. By the way, the phone number here, I should give that out. It's a very simple process. You want to call the show, you can
Attention
do it.
Attention hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227. Before I get into talking about who in the heck would want to challenge Vince McMahon, because that's an interesting topic that kind of popped up yesterday, it seems. But we talked at the top of the hour a little bit, just to catch people up to speed, about Richard Sherman. He's a new 49er now, the press conference. He did his own contract, his own deal. We had some people call about that. You and I are on different pages on that, AB.
A little bit, yeah.
But it's okay. I still love you, kid.
Thank you.
I still love you. We just talked about the unfortunate stuff going on with Zay Jones. Hopefully that gets worked out. A lot of people calling the show. It's just a great feeling here. Taz and the Moose. This is how we do it. And speaking of the Moose, before we get going on talking here, some football, kind of football. As I mentioned at the top of the show, and I mentioned a couple times yesterday, Mark Belusis, unfortunately, and very sad. His mom is no longer with us. His mom passed. So Mark Melusis has been dealing with, you know, just as most of you guys can understand, family situation, everything, and a really unfortunate loss yesterday and today. I believe he should be coming back to the show, Moose, this is, tomorrow and Friday, I believe.
And Monday, too, I believe.
And Monday, correct. So our thoughts and prayers with Moose and his family. And, you know, and that's the situation there. It's tough to segue out of that. But, AB, thank you for stepping in yesterday and today for the Moose.
And Taz, as always, the show coming live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
I hit the cough button.
Is that
button.
How we do it?
Well, no, what happens is I hit the cough button and then I hit the talk back by accident. So I posed a question. Do you really want to challenge Vince McMahon? So what the heck are you talking about, Taz? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Okay, there's a new pro football league starting. Okay, you're thinking, yeah, Taz, we know XFL's coming back in 2020. We know you talked about this. You and Moose talked about it. We know, Taz. Well, you're wrong. Because someone is trying to upcut the XFL and Vince McMahon. Yeah, the XFL is coming back in 2020. But this new league, Alliance of American Football, starts in 2019. Ding! Take two. The Alliance of American Football is going to come at you in 2019. Look at that. Look at that. Look here. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about Charlie Ebersole, the son of Dick Ebersole, who I'm going to talk about in a second, and ex-NFL executive Bill Polian. They are basically going to be running this new league that basically is going to compete with Vince McMahon's XFL. Whew, I got to tell you, this is very interesting to me, AB. Very interesting to me. Look, to me, more football the better. Okay, that's how I am. Mm. I knew that you were going to do that because you're negative Nelly. Okay, I could see.
Yes.
And I could see you're a snob. You're an entitled person.
Elitist.
And you're an elitist.
Yeah.
And all you want is the NFL. And I respect that. I'm a big NFL fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a bigger football fan than an NFL fan.
Okay.
So that means any kind of football, as long as it's not poopy, I'm in.
Ah.
I'm in.
Okay.
Now, XFL, the first one, was kind of poopy. Okay, so I worked for WWF at that time, so I understand the poop. But I do think Vince will fix a lot of those flaws. We've been through that, Moose and I, out here, and we'll see what happens in 2020. Now, here's the thing. This is like the little bit of a blind shot, you know, in the back of the head here, that Ebersole, Charlie Ebersole, and Bill Polian trying to give to Vince McMahon. This surprised me. Did it surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, not from the, well, why are we going to challenge Vince McMahon argument, just from why are we going to make another league in the spring with leftovers from the NFL, when we have many conversations about the decreased level of football in the NFL.
I know, but sir.
Now we're going to make a league of people who can't be in the NFL,
sir,
and we're going to want to watch them play football.
But that's not my point in the conversation. My point in this conversation, now you can go any way you want. I'm going this way. My point is, I look at this like, for Charlie Ebersole and Polian, especially Charlie Ebersole,
right,
to do what he did here.
He's got great hair, by the way.
He does have phenomenal hair. I mean, phenomenal. It's kind of like Jim Rome's hair, but I digress. Charlie Ebersole is the son of Dick Ebersole, the great and world-famous NBC executive producer who was very good friends with Vince McMahon, or was. And Charlie Ebersole made the documentary about the XFL failing. I think it was the ESPN 30 for 30,
yeah.
I think it was, right? So, and I watched it. It was actually pretty cool. So now he's set to kick off his own 8-team pro league in 2019. Is a big difference. What Vince McMahon's got going on, okay, it is he doesn't have a TV deal. Where these guys do, coincidentally enough, it's a CBS sports deal.
Right, which is why it's a great league. I can't wait for it to start.
No, I know that. I understand where you're going with that. But here's the thing. Vince doesn't have a TV deal yet. Now, Vince has one more year to go, meaning one more year than this new Alliance of American Football, which, by the way, that name is not good. Okay, that's a bad name. AAF. Okay,
yeah.
AAF! Okay, that's the name of the league.
It sounds almost like a condition, right? Like, I've got AAF.
Yeah. Oh, I got the AAF. How'd you get it? I was running through a field in
that's not
Omaha.
How I got it.
Yeah, Mike got
Mike
it.
Was in Thailand.
Mike was at a gin mill in Amarillo. That's where
that's
he got it.
Right.
So, I got AAF, Alliance of American Football. Yeah. That name is brutal.
We should get a fundraiser for you, not
CBS
a
Sports. That's all nothing. They're great.
I love it. Yeah. They're going to present it so well.
Homer Jones. So here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. They blindsided Vince here. And this, I'm telling you people, and that includes you, AB.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You do not want to gut shot, a better shot, not gut shot, rabbit punch. What's a rabbit punch? Punch to the back of the head.
Right.
You don't want to hit Vince from behind.
No.
And because Vince, from a financial perspective, from an anger perspective, this guy has a history, Vince, of, believe it or not, fighting from underneath. Like, there was a company that, you know, Ted Turner owned called WCW.
Yes.
That during the Monday Night Wars between Raw and Nitro, from a wrestling perspective, Nitro ended up starting to destroy Vince McMahon's WWF and was stealing all his talent and everything. And it was Vince McMahon was in a lot of trouble. His company was in bad way. Vince battled back so fiercely to the level that over the course of, I don't know how many years, maybe 6 years, roughly, I'm bad with the years, 7 years, Vince ended up owning WCW.
Right.
Dude, he was, I'm just telling you, I know Vince is not a young guy anymore. This man, motivated, and his daughter, who's going to run the company with her husband, Stephanie, she's just as vindictive and tough and nasty of a businesswoman as he is a businessman. She's her dad's daughter. I right. promise you that.
Now,
they're going to come hard at this thing here.
I don't want to tell you how to spend your day when we're done with the show here.
Yeah.
But maybe you want to make a call or two to some buddies, because one of the first thoughts that crossed my mind when I saw this and I saw that it was Charlie Ebersole and I remembered the XFL connection,
yes,
through the 30 for 30 and his dad.
His dad and Vince were close.
And I'm like, were they like cut out of this new XFL and this is their scrambling kind of reaction?
Because
they're also doing it a year before Vince is doing his.
Yeah,
and it reminded me of There's Something About Mary, where Ben Stiller picks up the hitchhiker and he's telling him how he's made 6 minute abs, and Ben's like, "Well, what happens if somebody now makes 5 minute abs?" And he's like, "No, you can't do it in 5 minutes." So it's like, "Oh, you're gonna be 2020?
We'll be 2019.
We'll see you. You'll be after."
But
us.
I get your drift, and you're right. Maybe the episodes were cut out of this the gimmick that Vince is looking to do. Could be, and I don't blame Vince for that because Vince wants to basically start fresh. He wants, and we heard the press conference of Vince, and you know, some would think, well, it's WWE propaganda, those that follow wrestling. I don't know. I'm buying into what Vince is looking to do in 2020. But it's like I said earlier, there's a huge difference here between the Alliance of American Football that Polian and Ebersole are doing.
Yeah.
To unfortunately
Vince
has
Polian's
right now.
Bill Polian's not scouting for players.
No, I hope not, because you don't know the difference between a quarterback and a wide receiver. That's another problem, but I digress. The big difference is that TV deal. Okay, and again, I know that this league, the AAF, okay?
Godspeed.
You could take penicillin to get rid of it.
Just rub some dirt on it.
The AAF.
The AAF.
Easy for me to say. Yeah, it's just a bad name. Tongue Twister Jones. It's going to debut a year before the XFL. So I understand that. That's maybe, but they got a CBS deal, which is interesting even more to another level because the Ebersoles are NBC guys.
Right.
So what in the heck's going on over here? So
AAF on CBS.
It's a very, that was just your audition, I guess?
It was.
That was.
It was, basically.
Yeah, you won't say nothing bad about the AAF because you're trying to get like a sideline reporting job. Is that what you're trying to do, play-by-play?
Yeah, let's do play-by-play. Let's sideline. I'm not pretty enough for sideline.
You just went into your play-by-play voice.
I did. Heard it. Welcome back to the AAF on CBS.
I'll tell you, you don't want to motivate Vince McMahon. I just promise you that. This seems a little fugazi. This seems like I'd love to know the backstory. Can I try and find out the backstory? Yes. Do I have the people? Absolutely. I mean, we know this. I got a lot of people.
Right.
I got contacts.
Oh, I know.
Let's be honest. This phone here
is buzzing at the moment.
This phone is filled.
Yeah.
I'm like Schefter. I'm like Schefter on a trade deadline.
Hey, do you know Taz, by the way?
Over like Rover, brother. Okay, I got people. I could find out about this, and I will. I will. I'm a little behind the eight ball on
in
this.
In due time.
I will. In due time. Be until 2021. I'll tell you what really happened.
There are actually good things about this. I've got to be honest. I like the idea of no kickoffs. There's no point afters in this league. You have to go for two. And with the no kickoffs, since how do you replace an onside kick? You will get the ball at your own 35-yard line, and you have to gain 10 yards on the first play to keep possession and keep going.
I did see that. I like that,
I'm
too.
I'm fine for that innovation.
Yeah,
that's
they're
the
trying
only
to be
thing it's got going for it.
And again, they – well, wait, but I got to say, though, AB, there are it's actually it seems like, again, I know they're a year ahead of XFL. Anybody that's behind and hoping XFL does well. But they have football people involved. They made announcements that the AAF has named J.K. McKay as head football operations, as enlisted as three, and they also enlisted
ex-NFL Paul stars,
Palmeiro, Jared Allen, and Hines Ward. So you got some real football people there involved.
Yeah, except they're not playing.
I know. And Justin Tucker, the great Giants defensive player, defensive lineman, is joining the league as engagement players, engagement board of advisors. Ooh, that sounds like a made-up title. And I like Justin Tucker. I think he was a great player. So they got a lot more structure than Vince. Vince didn't really roll that out. Now, what happens? You know, because Vince got a year more later to wait. But what happens now? Do guys like Manziel, like the Polian and Ebersole put out a deal where if you have a record or been arrested, you cannot be part of the XFL? Is that the AFF?
AAF.
AAF, yeah. Alliance of American Football Players, or that's the AAFP?
Not to put aside all morals, but I don't know if either one of these places is in a position to turn away players.
No, but that's what I mean.
To their credit, fine. But
no, I don't know about the AAF,
right, but Vince is.
Vince said it, bluntly. So now a guy like Manziel, you know, does a guy like Manziel end up going to the AAF? Still not rolling off my tongue. Does he end up in a place like that?
It will by the time we're doing the AAF on CBS pregame show.
There it is. That was another demo. Promo Real Jones. And begin.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Speakerphone Jones in Houston, Texas. You are on with Taz and the Moose guest starring AB. What's up, speakerphone Jones?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Taz, I wanted to get your insight. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt about the WWE potentially going over to Fox. And I was wondering if you think they may be holding off on a TV deal announcement for the XFL because Vince McMahon may try to package those two things together.
I don't think so, speakerphone Jones. I don't think Vince will try to put those two together. Thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate it. I don't think he will because Vince has kind of made it clear that WWE business along with, you know, along with the XFL business, I think he wants to keep separate. Now, I understand TV deals are TV deals. I get it. Could it happen? Yeah. My first instinct to answering a caller is no. I just think Vince will try to keep it separate. There's a lot of places that a new football league can live. There's a lot of places on cable. There's a plethora of sports outlets that provide sports content on TV, with TV providing and providers. And forget about just TV. You can go to streaming route, where there's a lot of money and obviously streaming programming. So, and that's what Vince McMahon does with the WWE Network, but yet he has a TV deal for Monday Night Raw and SmackDown with the USA Network.
Right.
So this is interesting.
And they could be connected, but not connected. It certainly would make sense for Fox Sports to get the XFL, you know, spring programming for their cable channel on top of the wrestling. I mean, it would all make sense to all be in the same place. So they could
kind
of be together but not be together.
Yeah.
Just to keep some semblance of separation.
But I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But a lot of times,
I'm not. Yeah.
I mean, we know this. We got some sound. Let's go to cut 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, Pete.
In the last quarter century, nobody has put real football.
Can we stop this for 1 sec? Just stop, please. Is he like in an echo? Does he not have like a real mic? Why is he like in an echo chamber?
Is that us or him?
That's him.
Oh, that's him. That's not him. Us. We always have great sound here. Let's try this again.
In the last quarter century, nobody has put real football by real football people on a field in the offseason. So how do you do that? We formed the Alliance of American Football to answer that question. It's based on a very simple idea. We call ourselves the Alliance because we're the alliance of three things. We're the alliance of the fans, the alliance of the players, or alliance of the game. Bringing those three things together ultimately was the most important thing, in our view, to put in quality football on the field.
That sounds corny.
The Justice League? That's or the like fan of superheroes? Fans. Football. Teams unite.
Oh, Lordy B, Lordy B. Yeah, we will continue to talk about this on the other side of the break because we're going to break. What do you think? Are you all in for the Alliance of American Football? Is there too much football? What'll be better, the XFL or the AAF? 855-212-4227. Call the show. What about Johnny Manziel? Does he end up there? Who else? We got a plethora of guys looking to play pro football again. Are you in for this or not? Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We're rock and rolling right here at 9 a.m. Eastern we go. This is Taz and the Moose. We have AB sitting in for Mark Lucas, which is always a lot of fun. We've been talking about this new football league, not the XFL, which debuts in 2020, Vince McMahon's XFL, but the AAF, Alliance of American Football Players. I might have said that name wrong. Is that they're called the American Football League Alliance? Is that what it is, AB?
American Football League Alliance of Football Players.
Right, on CBS.
Brought to you by Taz. Yeah,
yes. So it's a little fugazi, a little funky, and that's debuting in 2019 with Ebersol and Polian. We'll get into that. Take your calls on that, 855-212-4227. What's your thoughts on that? Is it too much football? Which players will join the league? Will Vince McMahon squash this?
Mm.
We shall see. But right now, we're going to go to our man, Brad, with the CBS Sports Radio Sports Gimmick Schnabitz Furnum update.
Thank you, guys.
That's
this report's This is a report brought to you by Werner Ladder. Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. And the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. Starting the NBA, the Blazers' 13-game winning streak is over. 115-111 loss to the Rockets in Portland. James Harden led the way with 42. Damian Lillard scored 20 in the loss.
Our team competed hard. You know, I thought we played a pretty good game. You know, down the stretch, they made more shots than us. I think that's what it came down to.
Lillard was 0 for 7 from three-point range, ending a streak of 52 straight games with at least one three. That was a franchise record. Speaking of streaks ending,
Ingles is now on Schroeder. Schroeder attacks. Ingles cuts him off. Schroeder's like, I want this kid. Schroeder's like, I can take the Aussie. A lot of people have tried. Let's see what happens. He drives, blows right by him. Gobert comes over, floats it over Gobert and scores. 40 for Schroeder. Incredible night.
David Locke on the Jazz Radio Network. Dennis Schroeder, a career-high 41. The Hawks ended the Jazz 9-game winning streak 99-94 in Utah. In Boston, Marcus Morris, a three-pointer with 1.2 seconds to go. Celtics beat the Thunder 100-99. OKC had won six in a row. The Raptors make it 12 wins in 13 games, 93-86 over the Magic in Orlando. They visit the Cavs tonight. Cleveland will be missing Kyle Korver, who returned home after the death of his younger brother. Kirk Korver became sick last week. The illness, though, was not identified. He was 27. Hockey, 9 straight wins for the Blue Jackets, 5-3 over the Rangers. Columbus still 4 points behind the first-place Capitals. Washington edged Dallas 4-3. Sharks have won 5 straight, 6-2 over the Devils. The Red Wings snapped a 10-game losing streak. They beat the Flyers 5-4 in a shootout. Bills wideout Zay Jones was reportedly arrested Monday, a felony vandalism charge in L.A., an incident that also involved his brother Caleb, who plays for the Vikings. Zay allegedly broke a window and a glass door to an apartment building and needed treatment for his injuries. TMZ has posted video, and it is bizarre. And for baseball pitcher Alec Cobb, going from the Rays to the Orioles, reportedly a 4-year deal worth $60 million. Guys?
Yeah. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that very much. You're the man. You're the best. You're the best. Don't hack me. You're the best update guy we've ever seen here.
Agreed.
Brad, good job. You're the
best.
You're
making me blush in this 40-degree room. That was possible.
It's a little chilly in here, right?
Well, it's nice and warm in the studio, which is actually not good because I came out and it's a little warm and it's very easy to get relaxed.
Well, last time you worked, you joined us did updates and with Moose and I, and you were commenting on how chilly it was in the studio.
Freezing.
Yes, that's how we roll here. We're like meat, like raw meat.
But it keeps you awake. So in that respect, I understand it.
It's the key, my friend. Keeps your blood flowing and you freeze your ass off. That's what we do here. So that's the deal. So anyway, thank you, Brett. So we were talking about the XFL, AAF, all that stuff. But first I want to tell you, at the top of the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern, excuse me, we will have an awesome interview. You will hear a conversation, a chat, a little convo with the great David Ortiz, some baseball chatter. At 8 a.m. Eastern, top of the hour city, right here on Taz and the Moose. So you guys will enjoy that. We'll talk about that in a second or two, a little bit later on, I should say. And also, guest Tony Delk will be on the show here. We'll talk to Tony later on in the program today. Tony Delk, SEC Network Basketball Analyst, Kentucky Wildcats legend, 10-year NBA veteran. Tony Delk, Basketball Academy. We'll get into that later on with Delk. Okay, AB, you good with that?
Might as well. I mean, I'm here, so.
All right, Hoss. Way to be motivated. So we're talking about the AAF. I mean, so what's the deal? I mean, so like, what do you do? So if you're Vince McMahon with this thing, and you get the XFL, and now this guy upcuts you, you know, what do you do? You don't want to make Vince mad. We know this. You're saying drop elbows, right? You're saying
top turnbuckle.
Right. You don't want to upset Vince. I'm telling you. You don't want to motivate Vince. So you're not a fan of these.
No, not in any way. I think the key thing here, well, it's twofold. The people who are counting down the days between the Pro Bowl or the Super Bowl, whichever comes last these days, and then the start of training camps or a first preseason game, as if they cannot survive without football, those might be my least favorite people in sports these days. Mm. So, we're okay. We don't need football all the time. And now we get to these leagues, which are going to be players that can't be in the NFL, that shouldn't be in the NFL, that aren't currently in the NFL. It's not going to be good football. And we already think the NFL is bad football. There's sometimes only two or three actual good games on a weekend. There's so much watered down talent. And now we're going to watch guys in the spring playing in weird places that we never heard of before, the players, that is, or guys who are like the backup to the backup.
And now
college.
You have that twice with AAF and the XFL.
This is not gonna,
so you have a problem.
This is not going to work.
I don't know. You got guys like Colin Kaepernick. I don't know. I think he'd be a perfect
Colin
fit.
Colin Kaepernick's not playing in that league.
Which league?
Either one of them.
How do you know that?
He's just not.
Okay, so you just because you say it, you're holier than thou.
I'd be shocked. Mark it. It's 7:29 on whatever today's date is. Colin Kaepernick's not going to play in the AAF.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. Well, the AAF actually has a mission statement.
Yes.
We didn't hear the mission statement, have we? Not yet. We didn't hear the mission statement, did we? We
drop
didn't,
it.
Right? I thought we heard the other thing. You had a lift drop. I know. See Pete's face? Like, yes, we did. I thought we heard the announcement of the Alliance of American Football. We heard four. And we're going to hear three now. And begin.
For the last year, in secret, we've been building a new football league. We've brought together some of the top football experts and some of the greatest players who have ever played the game with a commitment to put high-quality, top-flight football on the field. Today, we're going to announce an incredible television partner and a digital platform that will engage fans in a way that's never been done before.
It sounds like he's you said the Justice League. It sounds like he's in the Hall of Justice. I mean, it sounds like he's like in one of those big old buildings in Philadelphia, like, you know what I mean, with all the big columns, you know what I mean? Like, American citizens! You know, like, listen, WWE, Vince McMahon, at least we know he's got better production.
I was going to say, I don't know much about starting a football league, but I would suggest maybe getting a new audio guy ASAP.
God. I don't know, if we could grab the audio of the original XFL. You got it, Pete? Of the XFL announcement by Vince McMahon. Listen to the difference in the audio, by the way. Let's check this out.
The new XFL will kick off in 2020. And quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans.
There you go. Hear the difference in the audio?
We brought together some of the top football experts.
We're here to have a new football league.
Hey, AB, welcome to Taz and the Moose.
It's going to be called the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. Ball, ball, ball.
And the new XFL will be fan-centric with all the things you like to see and less of the things you don't.
Vince is talking in hardcore sound bites.
Yeah.
Clean audio. Sounds totally slick production. Oh, I love it, man.
Today, we're going to announce an incredible television partner and a digital platform that will engage fans in a way that's never been done before.
With CBS Sports Network.
Troy Polamalu will be part of the league also from afar. We formed
the Alliance of American Football to answer that question.
What?
Come on, Charlie.
Where's your dad?
Charlie, spend more time on production and not your hair. You handsome son of a...
Players or Alliance of the Game. Bringing those three things together ultimately was the most important thing, in our view, to putting quality football on the field.
It'll have nothing to do with politics. Absolutely nothing. And nothing to do with social issues either. We're there to play football. We want really good football.
I'm sorry. When I hear the Charlie Ebersole Hall of Justice audio, I feel like I'm in college. I feel like I'm in a lecture hall. It sounds like a lecture hall. It does. It sounds like a lecture hall. Really. It just sounds like. Look, first off, I think we got it just real quick. You just said Kaepernick will not be part of the AAF.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate your opinion. You had nothing to back it up, but that's fine.
Well, here's why. Because it's not going to matter to the NFL. He's not getting back in the NFL. So he's not going to degrade himself by going and carving up the AAF next year. That's just not going to happen.
Okay. So, guys, some of the names that are involved behind the scenes, I think the AAF has some legitimate names. Guys like Justin Tuck. Oh, here we go.
Like Justin Tuck is going to help us learn about football. And Troy Polamalu. And also Bill Polian.
We brought together some of the top football experts and some of the greatest players who have ever played the game.
Except they're not going to play.
No, they're not playing. They're just going to help us put the AAF on the field.
An incredible television partner and a digital platform that will engage fans in a way that's never been done before.
On CBS. That one you got to make clear.
Yeah, that one's going to be on like CBS the Sports Network. That one actually is good audio right there. Well, I think guys like, I'm curious what people think. You know, will a guy like Tim Tebow, will Kaepernick, will Johnny Manziel.
Timmy's a baseball player, Tez.
No, he got degraded in my Mets organization. He got lower tier Jones. No, but will guys like this, he did. Will guys like this be part of the AAF?
Single A Jones over here?
He is. Will he? Will these type guys be part of the AAF? 855-212-4227. Seriously, like, what about a guy like Vince Young? I mean, guys, Vince, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing names
out
there.
Is Vince Young trying to play still? I don't even know.
Well, we'll find out with the AAF or the XFL. We shall see. Roger in South Carolina, you are on with Taz and the Moose. Actually, with Taz and AB. What's going on, Roger?
How y'all doing today?
What up, man?
Well, I was thinking, what if the AAF went the route of, you know, with all the issues with college football players getting paid?
Yep.
If they aligned themselves with the NFL to the point that instead of the players going to college, they go and play for the AAF for 2 or 3 years, and then that's their springboard into the NFL, then you really wouldn't have a lesser talent pool because you got the same talent that's playing in college now, but the players are able to get paid for 2 or 3 years before they go to the NFL.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. We'll get what AB thinks what you're saying. I get what you're saying, Roger. I like the logic, but here's the issue with that. You're going to get guys that are very young, you know, that it's like in college, you know, they're all young playing amongst each other. So what happens now, if you have a guy who just came out of high school, should be a freshman in college, and he's playing for the AAF, and you got a guy like Michael Vick, who just happens to get involved and decides, I want to play football again. He's a grown-ass man. You know, then you got these young, super young guys going against, you know what I mean, kids. That could be a problem. And in football, different than basketball, you can get yourself a lot of injuries. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing, Roger. And we thank you for calling. I don't know if it'd be your stance.
Well, and Roger, don't forget, too, that the NFL likes NCAA football. They're not going to do something to hurt college football.
Good point.
3 years of training, 3 years of scouting, 3 years of evidence and tape on these guys and whether they can play in the NFL. And the AAF or the new XFL is not going to provide the same level of competition to kind of weed through all these players to figure out who's good and who's not. Now, it would make sense if you're a player and you don't want to go to college, you want to make money, yeah, you'd like that set up. But the NFL is not going to do anything to jeopardize college football. They're too intertwined.
Right. I hear you. I just find it interesting. I think there's a lot of names that could end up with either of these spin-off pro football leagues. You know, and I find it, you know, where people were knocking the XFL, 2020 XFL, Vince McMahon, like, we don't need more football. You're one of those guys, AB. But yet, yeah. now these highly successful businessmen, TV guys, and a football guy like Bill Polian, now there's a secondary pro football league. Two in a matter of a few months.
And then there's the aptly named Spring League. That plays in the spring, that where Johnny Manziel is going to play the Chargers. I think they moved it to Austin, so Johnny didn't have to leave his house, basically.
Wasn't there I read something a couple weeks ago. AB, you might know this. What's his name? The guy Guerrero.
Alex Guerrero.
Something that he was involved. He was trying to get involved with some kind of football league or something. I read something.
I try not to learn things about him.
I know. I'm just saying. I read something about him. But I don't know. I find it interesting, like, what names are out there that could play in the AAF or the XFL. And who will do better? Which secondary pro football league will do better? What do you think? Will the XFL do better? Will Vince McMahon redeem himself from the failure of the XFL from years past? Will the AAF, Alliance of American Footballers, Alliance of American Football. Yes.
Thanks for asking, Taz. That's a good question. We're calling our new league, and I'll say this slowly and loudly, the American Alliance of Football.
In the last quarter century, nobody has put real football by real football people on a field in the offseason.
It's a terrible idea. That's why no one's really done it, but we're going to do it anyway. And I promise you that the backup quarterback from Texas Southern is going to be awesome when he plays an hour league.
You know, it's think about what he's saying. Get close to the mic, AB, before I throw something heavy at you. Get over here.
He's taking a shot at he hate me.
He's taking a shot at something his dad did and he was part of, and, you know, that Vince McMahon did. He's saying that no one's put a legitimate league out there. So he's taking a shot at what is part of his family's history.
Right.
That's what he's doing, Ebersole. It's kind of like, why would you do that? You don't do that. I mean, I hope he does well on CBS Sports TV. I hope so.
That being said, can't wait to watch. And if you're setting your DVRs, I believe it's February 9th, 2019, a week after Super Bowl 50, whatever, it'll be on CBS. The opening game of the AAF will be on regular CBS, as will the championship game. And then the weekly contests will be on CBS Sports Network.
Derek in Delaware, you are on with Taz and the Moose.
This is
so with
CBS.
AB annoying me. How can we help you, Derek? What's up?
Hey, Taz, what's going on, brother?
What's up?
Listen, I'm going to cut right to the chase. The XFL, I feel, has the better shot.
Why? Now, why?
Two words. Vince McMahon, and I'm sure you know, working for him for the years you've had, he's a relentless human being.
Yep.
And is willing to stick his neck out there to get, you know, to really to redeem himself. I mean, I think he's learned from the mistakes from the previous business model in 2001,
yep,
how he ran the XFL.
I do too.
And I think now with social media being pretty much prevalent in our lives on a daily basis, I think that and the fact that he does have his own network.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
does.
I mean? So, I mean, this could be something where he could possibly have his own network for the XFL, too.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that. Here's the only, and to your point, Derek, about social media, for those that don't know, that aren't wrestling fans or WWE fans, Vince McMahon and WWE, they do an amazing, top-notch mm-hmm. job with their social media. So
exactly.
Vince knows how to stream content, how to get content out there, how to really engage with the audience via social media. And, Derek, we thank you. He knows how to do that. And, you know, you might have touched on this for a second, AB, and we'll get into this maybe on the other side of break just for a second, and we'll move on. But, you know, does this really – whatever help Vince needed with the XFL as far as getting quality players, now this AAF, does it hurt him? Does it hurt him even more? Because now there's even lesser a chance possibly to get good players, you know what I mean? Some guys that are around, that's the other issue.
Well, I would think the issue ends up being on the AAF, because I'm assuming now they get the year head start, which will help them. But when push comes to shove, I would think the XFL is going to have, you know, the bigger draw and the bigger backing and the bigger exposure because of the built-in.
Wait, who'd you say? I'm sorry, the XFL.
No,
Right. And they have a TV deal already announced,
right,
and football guys involved with it announced.
Right. But the XFL will be on TV somewhere.
It will.
And I think it's, even though it starts a year later, it's going to be the place you want to go to. So maybe that first year, everyone's there, your only choice is the AAF.
Right. Well, if you want to work for them, I could put a word in with you.
No. I'm just thinking just that when we're on even footing, AAF's going to lose to the XFL.
Okay.
And we're all going to lose.
Everyone's losing. We just all lose every day. Let's be
I'm just going to watch baseball instead, if you guys don't mind.
All right, on that note, we're going to go to break. Let's have a break. We'll take more of your calls at 855-212-4227 right here on CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose. Also, Deion Sanders. Primetime. Does he get an F on social media? We will talk about that on the side of break. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, that was great. Oh, yeah. Listening live right now, you're hearing it. Some old disco. Big debate last week on the Taz and the Moose show right here.
Is this AC/DC?
No, this is not. A lot of debate last week. What's old disco? What's not? What's Euro punk? Pop Jones, whatever it is. You spin me round like a record, baby. Like a record, round, round, baby. I think I screwed the words up. That's an old disco song. Thank God Moose isn't here. He'd be screaming at me. It's not old disco! Those are not the rules! It's not old disco, Taz. Moose will be all over me right now. He'd be all over me.
It's not old disco. It's just disco.
Let's not get into
good,
it.
Good.
I'll tell you awfully. You don't want to know. You're too young. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. We were talking about this, the AAF, this new football league, Alliance of American Football People, players. And they're going to have this new deal on CBS Sports, which is great for them.
Can't wait.
In 2019, and you got Dick Ebersole's son, Charlie Hare Jones. He's involved, and obviously.
I mean, think of the spinoff possibility. NCIS AAF, Survivor AAF.
Oh, I got AAF, so man. I don't know.
Things.
I stepped on a cactus in Arizona, and I got AAF. I don't know what happened. Hit my foot. Now, what's going to happen with the XFL? They're coming out a year after in 2020, so it's an interesting topic.
Meanwhile, March Madness is here, the basketball version, not the spring football version. Tune in all week to TBS and CBS on the go with March Madness Live, or listen on Westwood One. Man, that March Madness Live thing, that was my weekend. That
double screen,
big TV,
yep.
Secondary iPad going down there.
I'm the same way. Hey, Mike in Florida, you're on with Taz and the Moose. We got AB sitting in. What's going on there, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What up, buddy? What's up?
Well, there's one big reason that you're missing why these football leagues are coming out now. It's not a coincidence. In June, when the federal government approves legalized gambling, like it's almost a guarantee, they're saying, Now that changes the whole game. You're talking, now we're really going to find out how much gambling means to football. And also the league owners are also going to get a piece of that gambling too. So that's really what's on the table here. That's why these leagues are coming out. They're not going to fail like the XFL did. It's not going to be a joke anymore because people are going to be betting on it. It's going to be on TV up the gazoo.
Right. Listen, Mike, I'm not going to argue with you on that. I'm not. But I will say, I don't think that's the main reason why.
Money is always the reason.
No, Ashmed, hold on. It is. But money is also to my point, what I'm about to tell you right now. And that's this is the thing. They're going to give their goal, Vince McMahon's goal, Charlie Ebersole's goal. Their goal here is to give an alternative to what the NFL's giving. They want to give fans what fans are crying and complaining about with the NFL. We all do, right? That's what these type of leagues are looking to do, which leads to money. It does lead to money.
Well, what do you? If you had to take a, if it comes from money or the kindness of his heart to give to the public better football, I would choose money.
Yeah, but at least, but Mike, it leads
to mega money.
Mike, it leads to money. If you're giving people what they want, that's going to lead to you making money. And listen, the gambling thing, I'm not going to argue you on that. I don't disagree
huge.
With you. I know it is huge. Up the kazoo, like you said. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate your calling. He said kazoo, right? Kazoo?
He did.
What did he say?
I
like
kazoo.
This
that's
guy,
a good.
Mike.
That's a good.
But he's right about the money. There's no doubt. I mean, it's up the kazoo, the wazoo. Hey, Rick in Arkansas, you're on Taz and the Moose. We got AB over here. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Taz, I just wanted to say I grew up watching wrestling, and I almost feel like this is a wrestling move. Like Vince is behind all of this. It almost creates an immediate enemy for him that he's better than instead of the NFL, because he was almost going to be the baby stepbrother for this for the NFL. But now all of a sudden he's got an enemy that he can pit himself against, and it's almost going to create some big – big war between the two. I feel like he's setting up all this.
Buddy, it could be. You're saying it's a work, right? Rick, you're saying this thing's set up.
Yes, most definitely. That's how I feel anyway.
We're all marks, huh?
You're all there it is. AB using it right. Conspiracy Jones, Rick from Arkansas. I love you. That's a ding. Take two. That is a bam! Yeah. I like what Rick's saying, man. I like what he's saying. I didn't think of that. I'm ashamed of myself. I've been out of the wrestling business too long. Smells like a work. Maybe Ebersole's in bed with McMahon.
Whoa.
Again.
Whoa.
Again with the hair.
Well, I've called this press conference today, guys. I'd like to refute reports from the Taz and Moose show on CBS Sports
it's
Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose. Get it right.
Through Rick from Miami. I don't even know who Vince McMahon
Rick,
is.
Rick is from Arkansas, first
Rick
of all.
Rick from Arkansas. Yeah, so. I don't. He's made up lies about me. I don't care to know where he's from.
We formed the Alliance of American Football Fans. It's based on a very simple idea.
All right, so let's we're going to shift gears here. We can stay in the football world. We're going to talk about my man Primetime. I love him. I love Dion. I do. I love him. But I got to tell you, a little era here. Go ahead.
So Dion says that the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, is the best safety in the NFL upon him signing in Houston. The NFL Network tweets out a graphic with the quote on it. And then we get a response from Kevin Byard at KB31_era. How do you make this statement and not include the two first-team AP All-Pro safeties? One of them is Harrison Smith. The other one is Kevin Byard, who plays for the Tennessee Titans. So he responds to the NFL Network and to Dion. Dion writes back, "You're looking at who writers tell you who's the best. I know who players and former players feel is the best. I rest my case. You continue to be a fan, and I will continue being the man."
Now, hold on. This
hashtag
is the best, this
truth.
Is the, this is the best part coming up. Go ahead, AB.
Kevin Byard replies, "I am a current player who watches a ton of film, so trust me, I know who's balling and who's not. Talking about being a fan, crying emoji."
Come on, Dion. You got to know who the players on they are, my man. This guy's in the NFL. He's a stud safety.
He's a good player. What you can not know some of them, but you should know him.
All right, we got to go to break. David Ortiz interview coming up next. Taz and the Moose.
Up at the zoo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.